In Mussini, one Eldrin, not recorded, did interview him about the shamanism. This was Alfred Eitel. And then there was one elder didn't mind, that's the one, the Alfred Eitel. And then also his wife. His wife is much older, and she has been married once. And she is from Kshasibi, that is the east coast of James Bay. She still have her dialect. And I spoke to her of my questioning. In her mind, she says, please do not talk about shamanism because yes, I have a bad experience with such thing because it's terrifying in my time. But anyhow, I managed to ask her about if she thinks, could it have been a religion? And she says, I'm very doubtful, she says, because the Christianity is much more pleasant to have because Christianity has not yet scared me. And it always provided the peace that I look for. So these were her words, which I remember very clearly. And she talks about also other negative part of the experience she has about the Middewin. And she seemed to be so fearful of it. And she didn't have a good memory of such subject. Therefore, we managed to finish it off without going into further aggravation for her. And then I spoke to about a young man that I interviewed in Mussini, who was Peter Naguchi, who was very willing to speak to me and did everything to give me the things that I need to know. It's very awkward for me to try to make this a report because I did not sit down to write anything and I did not transcribe the recording that I have. I have at least about 9 to 15 tape recordings of the small interviews that I did. Mostly of those three men that I have visited, Ernest Sutherland and Emil Sutherland, is the three people that we spoke maybe for 1 hour at a time as three-way conversation, because we tried to express the question that I carry, and the stories they heard from their father. Because these two men have the same father, one father, which is David Sutherland, who was at Winnisk during his lifetime. And both men have listened to their father tell legends and tell stories and the culture history. And they have a lot of knowledge from him than I do. They understand their father. And they remember his words. And with that, I was just blessed to listen to them and to actually hear the first-hand information from them as they have listened to their father. And in times we exchange these stories, sometimes I tell them the stories, the same stories as I have heard it. And they were surprised sometimes, because sometimes they didn't hear the stories that I can tell them. So we more like entertain each other rather than interviewing, the actual interviewing process. Actually, I was very blessed to be able to stay with those people. And Mrs. Sutherland, Juliet Sutherland, has a lot of life experience which he conveyed to me, and I felt so enlightened to listen to her life experience and things that she knew. And besides her point of views, different point of views from her that of her husband. And it was very interesting. She provided me many intellectual information, and I mean cultural information rather than intellectual thing. It is intelligent thing to listen to your own culture. Yes, it is. And she has that because she's same age as I am, maybe a year older, and have experienced a lot of different life. Because women do have different point of views. I respected that. And so for now, this will be my first tape recording. And the next two will be more in detail. So we go to the next.